Robin Plummer. I was one of the hostages held in Libya in 1984-85.
Okay, can you give us your reaction to the news that Colonel Gaddafi may have been captured?
Well, I can safely say that I only feel a very small sense of elation because it was kind of inevitable. It certainly isn't a question of I'm sorry to see the old sod go, because that certainly isn't the case. My biggest concern, I have said on a number of occasions, and indeed as we have considered for 25 years or more, is that once Gaddafi goes, there is the real possibility of the country of Libya breaking up into its three historic regions. And that destabilization is entirely capable of having a further destabilizing effect on the whole of North Africa.
Okay, and what was your personal experience with Gaddafi himself in his regime?
Well, I never met Colonel Gaddafi, but I was kidnapped and held by one of his children, one of his revolutionary committees.
But what was your personal experience with his regime?
Right, I didn't meet him, but one of his, what I laughingly called brain children, one of his revolutionary committees kidnapped me along with others and held me 9 months as a hostage against Libyan terrorists arrested in this country.
So, I mean, you can't really summarise that in a nutshell, but I mean, having gone through that and hearing the news today that he could have been captured, what must you be feeling?
I'm not really feeling anything, I must be honest with you, because I have no real emotional investment in my captivity. It was simply a job of survival. And once I applied my mind to surviving, action did not come into it. I think that's the only way I can put it.
And now he has, you know, if he has been captured and if we get these, you know, these sources confirmed, what would you like to see happen to him and obviously the regime in its in the future?
If there is a case against him, then he's got to be brought to justice. And if he is brought to justice and given a fair trial and he is convicted and sentenced, then due process must take its course. But my personal opinion is that we have somebody here who is such a skilled operator that it's entirely possible that he will come out of this with most of the situation intact.
What will this mean for people at this moment in Libya, though?
If he has indeed been captured, and I'm out on the road at the moment, so I don't have access to the news, there's going to be a general sense of relief, although I have to say my suspicion, my expectation is that that relief will be very guarded with care, because there is a new regime coming in which is unknown. They are going to have internecine difficulties themselves. This a long way from being over.
A long way from being over, and just then, you know, obviously you would have felt almost the same then when you were being held captive.
Do you mean if he had been captured when I was held captive?
Yes.
I would say it was likely to put the cat among the pigeons. All I can say is the situation that we were in was so dangerous, as you will find out when you read the book. The total danger is generally unknown, and it constitutes a rather startling final chapter to the book. I would not have wanted a further complication, like a revolt going on in Libya while I was in there. Glad it didn't happen while I was there.
As briefly as you can, because before you run out of reception, tell me a bit about why you needed to write this book and why this book has been so important to maybe the sort of getting over almost of the held hostage.
No,
tell me about it.
A contact of mine said that writing the book would be cathartic. I made a decision while I was still in solitary confinement that I had to get out and I had to let people know what goes on. And that was the motivation for writing the book. But what is truly remarkable is that the real catharsis was not in writing the book. It was in a large number of people who have bought it and read it saying, now we understand. That's the big one.
Robin, I heard the whistle. You're going to get on that train. There's no point continuing this. I'll give you a call. What time will you be at home?